This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. Our sponsors, as usual, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, you can hear our archives at KJJR.com. And we want to introduce our special guest this week. She is Sally Vannoy, and she is an artist. And I believe, Sally, you are the first artist I have ever had on Focus on the Flathead. So welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here today.
Do you live in the Flathead Valley?
Yes, I live in Big Fort.
Okay, tell us about yourself before we get into talking about all the things that you do where it relates to art.
All right, well, I am married and my husband is a lineman at Flathead Electric, and I have two beautiful little daughters, Anne and Olivia. They're 6 and 8 years old, so I'm a busy mom. And we just love living in this valley and experiencing all the amazing things it has to offer. So we spend so much time outside, camping and on the lake and hiking and biking, fishing, you name it, we're doing it up in the mountains. We love to go to Glacier National Park and we spend a ton of time up in there in the summers. And we also love the National Bison Range, and we like to go down there and have fun. And they go to Swan River School, so we are Swannies. And yeah, we just love living here and love all this valley has to offer us.
Okay, so I got to ask to start, before we get into, again, talking about your art, how did you become an artist? Because you definitely are an artist, and I don't want to call it Western artist because you do so many other things, but how did you become an artist?
Art for me has just always been a part of my life. I mean, I remember just being, you know, my little daughter's ages and just drawing all the time, coloring, drawing, having that creative outlet. I would be at school on my downtime drawing. I'd be at church and I'm drawing, coloring. So it was just always a part of my life from the get-go. I always thought it would be fun to be an artist as a career, but I guess I never really knew if that was possible. I think a lot of people feel that way, where they are excited about art and they would like to do it, but they don't know if they could actually make a career out of it.
Yeah.
And so it's just always been a passion. I didn't go to school. I am self-taught. And I also have had mentors and different things that have helped me along the way.
Yeah.
So that has actually really helped a lot. Yeah, it was just something I always kind of wanted to do and ended up making it happen.
So when you were in school, let's talk grade school age, did you have that artist talent, the ability to just draw?
Yes, I could just draw. I could copy anything. So this is funny. My favorite artist ever was Mary Engelbreit. And I would just, my mom had calendars of hers, and I would take down the calendar and I would just copy this artwork of hers. I thought it was so whimsical and so fun. And so I used to do that. And then they used to always have these coloring contests at grocery stores and things. And I would always enter those and I would win almost every time. And I would always draw, just copy other artists' work that I loved. My parents always were super supportive and encouraging of me and my abilities, and that was my passion.
And how old were you when you finally said, I'm an artist, I can make a living at this?
I went full time as an artist when I had my first daughter. So I kind of was doing it part time up to then, like really honing my skills. And when my little daughter Anne was born, that's when I told my husband I'm gonna do this full time and I'm starting my career.
And how old is she now?
She's 8 years old.
Wow, so you've been in it for a while.
Yeah, so I've been eight years into it full time, but I've also had two little daughters during that time. So you really have got to be disciplined. You've really got to have that drive. I've had a lot of young moms ask me, how do you do that? How do you have your little kids and then make this career? But that's just where your determination and really strict discipline with your time comes in.
What is the website? Because it has some of your current work if people are interested.
Yes, my website is just my name. So it's sallyvannoy.com. And yes, I have a portfolio of past works. And I also do have available work you can buy directly from my website.
Well, we really want to talk about some of the things that went on during COVID, because for you, It was a big year.
Yes, I know. I think that the year of COVID, people can say, oh my goodness, 2020 was the worst year ever in history of my life. And it was so terrible. We can't wait for it to be over. And for me, 2020 was just an amazing experience. I really grew a lot as a person in 2020. As far as my career goes, it really pushed me to come out of my box, think of different ways to promote me, to promote my work. And it also had me grow so much in my skills, because I didn't have deadlines. I didn't have all these things I could paint for me and what I always kind of wanted to try and experiment with. And as the business standpoint, it really, really, you either found out different ways to promote yourself and sell your work, or you are kind of toast.
Well, that is so cool to hear. And I want to hear more about that. We're going to take up right where we left off and about the year of COVID and some great things coming up this year to this summer. Talk more about that coming up. Our special guest is Sally Vannoy, and she is Sally Vannoy Fine Art, Big Fork, Montana. And we're going to talk more with her in just a few minutes. This is Focus on the Flathead right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9. KJJR will be right back.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our plutonium account. And it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
We are back. This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. This is Focus on the Flathead. Our special guest is Sally Vannoy, and she is from Sally Vannoy Fine Art. And don't forget about our archives. This show will be posted early next week on KJJR.com. Sponsors Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. Sally, we left off the last segment. You talking about the year of the COVID. And for you, it was really kind of a breakthrough year.
Yes, it was such an amazing year, so much growth. I'm grateful for last year.
And a lot of things happened last year. One of them I want to ask you about is this big Western Art Week that was in Great Falls. Now, they are known for some amazing art in Great Falls just because of the Charlie Russell Museum. That was last month, 18th through the 20th. Tell us about that a little bit.
They typically have Western Art Week in March in Great Falls. And this year it looked a little different. It definitely wasn't the same, but I'm telling you, people were excited. People came out. Artists came out. It was the biggest blast. And we just had an amazing time, an amazing show.
So describe the show. Did you have your works there as well?
Yes. So I was in a show called the Montana Heritage Art Show, and it was at the Historic Heritage Inn in Great Falls. And they also had a big event at the Elks known as March in Montana. So those were the two big events this year in March, and it was really fun. A lot of people came out. It was the biggest show I've ever had, and it was really exciting because I had all this amazing work I couldn't wait to show. No one had seen any of it because, you know, all the shows were canceled the year before. And so all these artists had this amazing body of work to show.
So, and when the thing is all said and done, do they have a big auction on this art as well?
So
a sale and auction, I should say?
Yes. So the Montana Heritage was a sale.
Yeah.
And then the March in Montana was an auction.
Okay. And how'd you do there?
The auction, I wasn't a part of that auction. I will be part of the Russell auction in August. Wow. The March in Montana is mostly deceased artists' work.
Coming up this August in Great Falls, you're going back.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So in August, that's when they're having the CM Russell Museum is having their big Russell auction.
Yeah.
And that takes place on Friday and Saturday. And I have two pieces that's just awesome. I can't wait. And that's first the Saturday night auction.
Can you describe the pieces that
you'll
have?
The two pieces?
Yeah.
So the two pieces I have is a horse pastoral, and they're in a field grazing. It's called Autumn Graze. It's really beautiful lighting. There's an old barn in the scene. It's really pretty. And then the other one I have is of cowboy on his horse, and he has a pack horse behind him, and they're coming off a hill with big mountains behind him.
Wow.
And it's called Descent.
And how did they pick those? I mean, how did they choose them to be in the...
You have to apply. People apply from all over the world and country to this auction. And so it's quite an honor to be selected and have your work selected. And to have two pieces, that's pretty cool.
And where does it take place?
And that's at the museum.
Is there something coming up that we talked about, the Heritage Inn in Great Falls?
Yes. And so at the Heritage Inn, there will be the Out West Art Show, where artists come and from all over, they have rooms at the hotel that they make into their own personal gallery space. So I'll be part of that as well. And then there's this event that the museum puts on called Art in Action. And it's just so fun. It's a quick finish event. And they select 26 artists from all over to come and participate in this. And I got selected for that. And that's going to be a killer event.
How do you know what your subject matter is?
You get to choose.
Oh, you do?
And I already have chosen what I'm going to do, so I'm super excited. The last week, I spent several days out finding pheasants. I just think they're so beautiful, and so I would go on these little pheasant hunts every morning, and I got all this amazing reference material, and I am doing a rooster pheasant for my quick finish, wow. And he's going to have all this beautiful color and bold brushwork, and I'm super excited to paint him.
And I got to mention this, too, because it sounds like one of the coolest things, an artist in residence thing, September, Triple Creek Ranch out in the Darby area.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I had the opportunity to go there 2 years ago. They invited me, and they invited me back this coming September. I will be painting at Triple Creek Ranch and staying there for 4 days at their luxury resort. And I'm also going to be painting and teaching. If anybody wants to come watch and take some lessons, it's going to be a really beautiful experience.
It's just not just your average luxury resort. It's like the luxury resort.
Yes, they
in
were ranked. They were ranked actually the top in the world. Wow. For luxury resorts.
Unreal.
It's a phenomenal vacation spot.
Well, we want to thank you for coming here. I want to ask if you do have some inventory right now. You've been selling it a lot, which is so cool, but you do have some online right now.
Yes, I do. I do have some left available work on there that people can view, and I do update it all the time as well.
And one more time, your website and how to get a hold of you.
SallyVanoy.com. And I have a direct way you can email me and contact me off my website.
You are involved with a gallery in Bozeman.
Yes, I am part of A Banks Gallery in Bozeman. And they're actually opening a new location as well in Missoula, Montana. So I'm excited.
Well, congratulations on everything that's going so well for you and your career. This is so cool to learn about you and what you do. And we want to invite you back after this summer because it sounds like this is going to be amazing.
That would be so fun. I would love to come back.
You'll have stories to tell us.
Yes, I will.
Our guest is Sally Vanoy, and we want to thank you for being here from Big Fork, Montana. And again, you're invited back anytime. This is Focus on the Flathead. Again, sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And we will see you next week right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.